This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on the show. He tells me he's got some great information and great news that he wants to share with my listeners. We're talking no other than Angelo Del Rosa. He is the chairman and CEO of Sterling Consolidated Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol STCC. Angelo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Ev. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good.
You know, we've had a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been on the show. Give us a little bit about statement of what Sterling Consolidated Corp does and what you guys are all about.
Sure.
And then let's get into the Q&A.
For the people who don't know us, we're a 50-year-old company that I started in 1968. We're hydraulic seals, mainly to the automotive industry. We sell O-rings, gaskets, packing seals, mechanical seals, et cetera. We've been a primary OEM supplier to a few companies. So we've got a couple of specs in at GM and Ford. But we've been primarily in the O-ring business. And 5 years ago, we went public. And the reason we went public was to buy a lot of small companies that are around, that are in regionally, that are similar to what we do.
Absolutely.
Subsequently, we purchased two companies, one in Pennsylvania, one in North Carolina, over the last three or four years. And restructured them. We use an Oracle NetSuite system on the cloud now because of that. So we have five warehouses that regionally work the East Coast, from Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. We're constantly looking for new customers, et cetera. And we've been doing that for. We have a sales manager, vice president, who's been with me 46 years, and he's 20 years old. His body says he's 30 years old, but, I mean, he may be 70 years old, but he's still a 25-year-old at heart working the O-ring business. So we're pretty much hunting out new companies to supply O-rings with. So that's basically where Sterling Consolidated Corporation is.
You know, the last time you were on the show, you were so excited because you guys – turned cash flow positive. How are you doing financially now?
I printed out, I real quick, because I know you asked that, you like to ask that question. Last year, from January through June, we did $2.9 million. And our bottom line was a $76,000 loss. Okay?
All right.
As of today, we're over $3 million in sales with a net profit, okay? I'll turn the page because it's not second page. It's $236,000.
That's awesome.
A little bit, the percentage is like 500-600% difference. But we are very profitable right now. Our cash flow is excellent. We're paying our bills on time. All our reports are into the SEC. All our filings are done. The second quarter coming up, I printed a report out on the second quarter. So far, we have 2 weeks left to go in shipping. We're up for the quarter over last year by almost $200,000, about maybe $100,000. I didn't print that one out though. So we could exceed that easily over the next 2 weeks. So we're very happy with our financial condition based on being public. Previously we've been not strong at all, and now we're showing a good about 9% return on our investment, and it'll improve over the next 6 months. Because we're keeping our down.
Now, you guys have been a public company now for 5 years, and correct me if my metrics are wrong. This year will probably be your first year that you guys will actually turn a profit in those 5 years?
Yes. We should turn enough of a profit to pay taxes this year.
Well, I said it before, and I'll say it now. For a market cap of around $1.6 million and a stock at around 4 cents, you guys are still undervalued by a long shot. Partnerships. Do you have any new partnerships or vendors? Can you elaborate on that?
That's part number two of what I wanted to talk to you about. On June the 1st, we signed a partnership with a company called Amazon. And we are now what they call a BISS, B-I-S-S, Business Industrial and Scientific Supplier to Amazon. We're stocking a lot of stuff for them. We brought the stuff in at the end of May. and we're starting to ship. And hopefully, we hope to see about a 30% increase in business just from them. That's what our the thing is. We are above being just a vendor. We've been a vendor to Amazon for about 5, 6 years now, but we never did a lot of packaging and that kind of stuff. Now, as on our last quarterly report, which I gave to you, we bought this packaging machine. We probably are going to present that to them in the next quarter to do specialty packaging for them through this machine. So we're very excited about having Amazon as a customer right now. The orders just come in every day. It's great. I can't complain.
My guest today is Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of Sterling Consolidated Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol STCC. So where do we go from here? Are we going to accumulate any more mom and pops, do any more M&As?
Well, we've been spending the last, since June 1st, we've really been spending all our time on this Amazon deal. I still have this one, as you know, which is about 45 minutes from here, on the drawing board, and he's put us off again for another month. But as I had stated in our last radio show, we're looking for an investor. We don't want to jeopardize this thing that we've got going here right now: profitability, cash flow, new customer, taking a lot of our time and effort shipping them parts. We don't want to take away from that cash flow and go out and buy another company and put us in the position we were when we bought the first company. We're not going to do that. So I've been talking to a few banks. I have one bank very interested, actually two banks very interested. I put my financials together. They're looking at them right now, and hopefully we can go forward and borrow the money from them to buy this company. It's in the range of about $1 million, and it would bring us another $2.5 million in sales to go along with our projection this year of close to $7 million. So that's where we stand. It's just a matter of him calling us up and saying, "Okay, let's sit down and negotiate," and we'll have him. He's not going to sell to anybody else because nobody else is going to be interested in this guy who's 70 years old, runs it up by himself, and he's got nobody on the road. It's a perfect position for us to buy it. Okay. But like I said, I don't want to jeopardize what I've accomplished over the last year with Sterling Consolidated. We went from negative, we lost $280,000 last year, net at the end of the year, to we're up.
Right, right.
Or almost, even if we just go to our normal business throughout now and the end of the year, we're still going to show a good $200,000-$300,000 profit.
Absolutely.
And that's without any. So that's where we stand right now with the new acquisitions market. We're going to go out. Once I get through the next month with this new customer that we have and see how everything flows, I've got a couple of new people on board to take care of that alone. Once I'm past that growth, then I'll go out and seek other companies and put them on them, bring them into the thing. The best thing I wanted to tell you is we've, with the computer system that we purchased, which was quite expensive, we are able to pick up companies, and the absorption of that company is extremely easy because all we do is, fortunately it's my son, he sits down with them and says, "Okay, this is how you're going to work." They don't leave their building. They go to work almost instantly right into our system. Boom. And they're online. They're talking to our inventory, which is in the 5 warehouses. They get to see the inventory in every warehouse, and they're online. They can take care of their customers. That's how simple it is, and or easy, I should say, converting an old line company into our system. It's a great system. It's really paying dividends right now, especially with Amazon.
The float, is that still around 5.7 shares? 5.7 million?
Yeah, I think it's about that high.
Yeah, and your market cap's around 1.6 million, and your stock price is around 4 cents. Is that correct?
Correct.
I've never done this for any other company, and I've had over 500 publicly traded companies on my show in the last year and a half. And I will say this to my listeners, and I told you other times to buy stock, 90% of the times I'm right. I'm telling you right now, this company is undervalued. I'm putting fair price value on the company at 20 cents a share. Even at $300,000 in profit with a 20 multiplier, that's $6 million plus the assets they have. Their market cap's only at 1.5. You take that times 5, you're looking at 7 7.5. That's how I get that number at. So I say go out and buy the stock. 6 months from now, you're going to have a smile so big you're going to be able to stick a banana in it sideways.
I like that one. I got to remember that one. Well, you know me how I personally feel about that. I think it's almost like an affront to the company being that inexpensive of stock. And if we can turn to 20, 25 cents in the next couple of months, I have leverage to go out and buy these companies quickly because I will use the stock to buy the companies. I'll give them, you know, instead of giving them 100% cash of $1 million, I'll give them $500,000 in value of the stock and let them come along for the ride. This will increase our sales tremendously.
Absolutely. My guest today has been Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of Sterling Consolidated. In closing, Angelo, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners in closing?
Watch the growth in the next couple of months because of this new customer. Because we have already 65,000 line items with them. We're on board for 65,000 items. You go into the Amazon website and look up Sterling Seal and Supply, which is our operating company. You're going to be very surprised at where we are with them. Very surprised. And I'm very appreciative of what Amazon has done for us.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, let's see if the second quarter ends up and how we push off, because my understanding will be slow in the month of July with this new customer, but after that comes the season. So we're geared up for it. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.